All right, welcome. Hi, hey, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Micro Drama Doses. This is my co-host, Marie.
I am Marie. And this is my co-host, James.
I am James. Welcome. Welcome back. We're very excited. This is a very special episode.
Yes, it is, as they all are, but this one is also.
Indeed. This is even more special. Mm-hmm. As a specialist. We have a certified micro drama superstar.
Queen. Our first female actress?
Yes.
Yes, because I think we had Cruz on, who was a writer-director.
That's right.
But first female, oh my God, I'm so, and actually she was my first experience with Vertical Love.
Well, you always remember your first.
You always remember first, Nicole Maddox.
Nicole Maddox in the house today.
That's right, we're doing a Nicole takey over Epi because you deserve like 14 eps, but we can only do one.
Yes.
For right now.
So we're keeping it to one today, but we're very excited. There's a lot of, we have three great Verties starring Nicole Maddox, and then we're going to talk to her, and we're nervous.
I'm nervous. I mean, she is smart. She's funny. She's a great actress. She's beautiful. Yeah. She's from Texas. What's up?
Yeah, Holler. You guys are going to have a lot to talk about.
I can't wait. We're going to hug. We're going to be best friends.
Oh,
my God. We're going to be best friends. I need a new friend. All right, so let's get it started with, let's start with The Freaky Exchange.
Okay, The Freaky Exchange.
Yes, this one's on Viglu, starring Nicole Maddox and Harrison Match. Luna.
Yes.
Who I haven't seen around a lot, but I'm sure, obviously he's in a gajillion, but I just
he
haven't.
He sounds like he's a werewolf.
He's a Luna.
Yeah, that's a werewolf name.
yeah, that's right. It is a good werewolf name. So this one, a Muay Thai fighter and a CEO swap bodies through a psychic's magic. Living each other's lives, they challenge their beliefs and find love while trying to save her mom's gym.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A little Freaky Friday situation going on here.
Obviously inspired by body swap movies.
Body swap movies. But even the poster on this one has the color palette of Freaky Friday.
Yes. Sorry. But it's more like the other body swap movie that where it's like a man woman
yes,
swap.
Yes,
what was
yes.
that one called?
With Jennifer Aniston and the Arkansas move show. This guy is so famous and I am really losing my mind. What was Ozark?
Yeah.
The guy from Ozark. Who's the lead? Wow, we're doing great.
He was in Teen Wolf 2.
He's literally, oh my God, he was in Teen Wolf. He was in Teen Wolf 1.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he? Ozark.
Bateman.
Jason Bateman. So more like the body swap movie.
With Jason Bateman.
And Jennifer Aniston.
And Jennifer Aniston.
Yes, more like that because it's male-female, which, I mean, they do a really, it does have these comedic elements of like, oh my God, I'm a man in a woman's body. Oh my God, I'm a woman in a man's body, which, yeah, let's call it out. I want to know what's going on with the dick.
Yep.
And you want to know how to insert a tampon.
Absolutely.
Terrifying. I think that's so funny. I was like, that moment, I was like, yes, let's have him look up how to insert a tampon.
I know.
And must do that. That's what every woman should be on her period when she body swaps. just to get him, you
100%.
Know? Get him one.
I never saw that in a body swap movie.
Me
so there's
neither.
Some things that.
And she pulls it out and it is dangling there with blood on
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
It is like, wow.
Mm-hmm. He pulls it out.
Also, okay, should we go in order or just talk about these?
Well, let's do the order,
all right,
I think.
So,
traditional.
You know, open, she's a fighter. She's a Muay Thai fighter. Her mom owns a gym.
Yeah.
And it's in debt. You know, it's going to close. So she decides that they're going to have some sort of like competition. She's going to win the money, the prize money, and then save the
gym. Mom's gym.
He is a CEO, his dad, they're going to do a corporate merger.
Yeah.
He's not maybe not closing the deal. His dad's like, you better close this deal, you pussy ass bitch. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, I'll close the deal. But he's trying to be, it's like in Pretty Woman when Richard Gere doesn't want to take apart the companies anymore and he wants to really help build ships,
yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And that guy's having, he's like, I don't want to take apart this company. I don't want to fire all these people. And his dad's like, do it. I love firing people.
I hate having all this money and power.
Yeah, and she's like, all I need is money and power, which is where they find themselves at a psychic that evening. But before that, we're introduced to the villain, which is the fiance of our head guy. What's his name?
Gage. Jinx.
Gage, whatever the last name is.
Carlwood?
Brigwood. Brentwood.
Sackwood?
Brentwood.
Yeah.
Gage Brentwood. She is fighting Nicole Maddox, and she's like, just lose the fight, and I'm engaged to Gage Brentwood.
I'm engaged
to Gage.
To Gage.
I'm Gagey-gaged. Gage engaged. And I'll tell him to give you the money. Just trust me.
I'll tell him to gauge you the money.
I'll tell him to Vengage you the money.
Gauge how much money I can give you.
I can gauge on a scale of 1 to 10 that I have a big rock on my finger and a big lie in my heart. Gauge yeah. zero.
Can you guess my age? Can you gauge
your gauge? Can I gauge your gauge? No. Can I gauge your age? Yes.
Yes. I know.
37.
Yes. Correct.
Yep.
So it's very confusing. Well, it's not. Well, a lot of these verticals are kind of confusing as we.
What do you
say? It's kind of like warp speeds you into yeah. the world.
Yes. Because thank you. Because who has time for the rest?
And there's so many intricate relationships. So she's fighting. It starts out, Nicole Maddox is fighting as Leah. Is fighting the fiance of Gage.
And her name is
Claire. Celine. They're fighting Muay Thai mm-hmm. style in the boxing mm-hmm. room. But meanwhile, Gage's company is going to buy the gym because they own the building where the gym is in.
Right. The gym is in the basement of the building that they own. And the dad is like, get that dirty old
musty
gym out of my basement.
Yeah.
But Gage shows up to the fight because his fiance is Celine, who she's yeah. fighting. And he's like, hey, I might be able to help you. And she's like, what? Don't be a pussy. Kill them, basically.
Yeah.
And she's a really good CEO's wife because she wants him to go after the balls.
Yeah.
And so basically she lied and she's like, no, he can't give you any money.
But well, then in the middle of the fight, Celine's like, hey, let me beat you up.
Yeah.
And I'll maybe tell my CEO fiance
right.
to spare your gym.
And so she does throw the fight.
And so she does. So she's like, okay. And then throws the fight. And she's like, haha, psych.
Psych, I lied. You can't trust me. Obviously, yeah. you're the brunette what and she's the blonde. Let's not get crazy here.
Yeah.
Trope's a trope. I feel like I'm yelling. Am I yelling?
Yes. Kay. If you feel like it, Marie, you're always yelling.
I know.
Even when you're whispering, you yell.
I can't help it.
I know. I'm just saying. So it's just a question. When you ask the question,
I know.
The answer is yes.
I played Becky Thatcher in sixth grade, and I heard the thing from my drama teacher. Make sure the little old lady in the back can hear you. And I thought she meant all the time.
You hit the back of the house. You absolutely do. You speak from the diaphragm.
That's right.
But this isn't theater. We're not in front of a thousand
seat
house.
Welcome to the reason that my Zani career takes. They're like, your head needs to grow and you need to calm down.
Your volume gauge seems to be broken.
Yeah, maybe I can't hear.
That could be a factor.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I should get these old ears checked.
Yeah, you probably should.
Okay, so basically, they're both sad because of who they are. Gage and Leah are sad because of who they are. So yeah. they go to a psychic, or they walk by a psychic.
This is also confusing, because I don't really understand how the psychic is introduced. It kind of cuts to a psychic.
Well, they're walking down the street, and they read a poster on the wall that says psychic.
Right, in a separate time, though, because for Gage, the psychic is Madame C.
Madame C.
But for Leah, the sidekick is Monsieur C, who's wearing a very poor fake mustache. It's unclear why the psychic is cross-dressing. Or cross-dressing
why she needs
psychic.
To. Maybe she thinks women will listen to men and men will listen to women, like we do with our ChatGPT.
The psychic is playing games, yes, like we do with ChatGPT.
So they each go in and they have to do this ritual. They basically decide, one of them says, I don't want money and power. Gage says, I don't want money and power.
An insane thing to want.
Yeah, and Leah says, I want money and power.
Which is a more normal thing to want.
And then they have to do this pose where
they get potions.
Get potions. She has to grab her tits. He has to grab his dick and do a jazz like hand. Bye-bye, dick! Hello, boobies! and then they drink the potion and they swap bodies. Fall asleep. They see through the other's eyes for one day.
One day. So, one day know, only.
Stakes aren't too high.
No. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. So next day they wake up and bada bing, bada boom.
Dick.
Tits. Tampon. The first thing they both do is sit on the potty.
Yeah.
I have children.
Well, actually, it's a really funny thing that Nicole Maddox says Leah goes to the bathroom. She thinks she's still Gage. So she's tired and she's standing up at the toilet.
Yeah.
And pees. But obviously just pees down her leg, and she's like, huh?
And then she sits down and is like, what is this thing? And then pulls out a tampon, and it's Gage's brain being
he
like,
does,
what?
As her. Yeah, yeah.
As her. And then same thing, she sits down to pee and pees on herself in their face because clearly he has morning wood or something, and then the pee just goes up. Right?
Yeah. Do you remember when you were in middle school, like the first thing that the middle school health teacher... the first question about sex for like in sixth grade.
I had a very specific.
Okay, your health. I'm sure your health thing is, you know, you have a disgusting story ready to go about your health class. But I was going to say that, it was a question. You know, like ask a question because other people are thinking it.
Right.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah.
Someone asked the question, and I'm sure I was thinking it, and I know every other boy was like, "Can you pee when you are having sex with a lady?"
Oh, as it's a like, boy, you would think that because you only have one hole.
Yes.
But we know we have two holes.
Totally different story. So for us, it was a huge question. We were like, can you
Will you accidentally pee in your partner?
Yeah, well, yes. That was what was terrifying me.
You're like, I'm ready to have sex, but the only thing is
but
I don't
drank a 2-liter of Pepsi.
I don't want to burp and then pee in her.
And the health teacher was like very confident, like, no. Absolutely not. You cannot pee and have sex. You cannot pee with a boner. It's impossible.
Wow.
Well, that was a fucking lie.
Yeah, I was going to say. 100%
absolutely.
A lie.
Yeah, no. They so confidently lied to us when we were in middle school health class because I pee with the boner all the time. It's mostly what I use my boner for.
It's peeing. Yeah, like sex, overrated. Yeah, peeing with a boner, don't.
Because like, sometimes, you know, you wake up and it's like, you know, obviously it's in the morning, so you have a situation, but you have to pee really bad.
Yeah. You just push it down?
Yeah, you kind of have to push it down. You kind of like...
hug the bowl?
It's kind of like a squat and like...
What?
Turn.
Ew, this sounds horrible.
Yeah. It's not great. I mean, we just... but it also feels very satisfying when you get it done because it's just like, oh, man, it did it. You know?
Wow. My only thing is I always wondered what balls felt like.
Right.
And how annoying
mean,
it
like,
would be.
Felt like just... like hanging, like dangling from the body.
Yeah, like I'm sitting around and there's just this sack of flesh in my pants. Gross.
Yeah, you know what's funny is that you mostly just don't even notice them. You get used to them pretty fast.
I guess because you've had them your whole life. But then again, I always wondered in health class if I could, if it would swap, like if I would pee out of my vagina hole and get my period out of my pee hole.
Like what would cause it to swap? You went to a psychic and asked for that?
No, like if it's interchangeable.
I'd like to pee out of my vagina hole.
No, like if it's interchangeable.
And poop out of my mouth.
Not that I wanted it. Like the same thing. Like, is this going to happen? Like, what if the dude fucks the wrong hole?
Oh, yeah.
But one's too small.
Right.
I had a very specific healthy... Her name... She's a character I do. Her name was Dr. Margaret. And she talked like this. And she'd say, boys and girls. And this is literally how she would... Today we're going to learn about the penis and the vagina. And it was like... it is like a South Park character. And this woman was incredible. She was so knowledgeable. And all we could do was laugh at how she talked to us as children in a classroom. Okay? It was so ridiculous. Like real life.
Wow.
Okay. Now respect. That we've gone on that, yeah, no, she's great, and I don't know where she is now.
Okay, a little healthcare rant there,
healthcare
but a little
rant,
aside, but we're back.
But
okay.
This is what we're thinking about.
But this is what we're thinking about when you think about switching bodies.
Yes.
Because that around the same time we're thinking about going to when you're going to healthcare, that's when the first, like, fantasy probably crossed our brains. Oh, what if we were in a different body?
Right,
what
if I was a boy?
Yeah. If I was a girl.
Is this a real song?
Yeah, it's a song.
Who sings it?
Beyonce.
Oh, you're singing Beyonce? Yeah. I did not recognize it.
I think she sings If I Was a Boy, but I think I was singing
that. Oh, maybe that's why. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So then the fiance comes in and is like, I'm really sorry for being a bitch. I want to suck your dick, or I want to make it up to you. And he, as you know, Gage's body, which is Leah's person,
is
like, wait a minute, who are you? And then he sits on the bed and he's like, I don't want this, because she's like, I don't want this. She's like, I beg to differ. And they cut to a ginormous boner. Mm-hmm. And it's a brief, not a cut, but it's a brief. You see it and it's like, whoa, there's a big old dildo in that.
Either
that
boxers.
Or this actor, Harrison Luna. Well, we've seen it. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
It is wowzers. It is like literally like down the middle of the leg. I'm like, this is intense. And then
notice that. You had to point that out to me.
I mean, she says, obviously you want it. You're going to be like, how do we know? By the boner.
Right.
And then he goes in the bathroom to try to get the boner to go down and eventually takes a shower and it goes down.
Yeah.
Does that happen? Can you get rid of a boner with a shower?
With a cold shower, I think that's possible. Yeah.
I was in the pool.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Seinfeld reference for those of you who don't watch Zanies.
Yes, Costanza.
Costanza. All right. So then... they find each other. She goes into the office.
But I think you're jumping ahead of all that. Then when okay, so she, so then, but then we're skipping the part where he, as her, has to watch a YouTube on how to remove a tampon. Or has to insert a tampon because he took it out first.
That's right. Which that's what I was saying. I think that's a good gotcha moment for any woman who wants to do a body swap. Do it on your period so that a guy has to Google how to insert a tampon.
Yeah, I just love the idea of like watching a YouTube about it and being like, I got to watch this 2x speed. The person's telling a whole story of beforehand.
And probably ending up putting it in your butt.
Yeah.
That'll definitely happen once. Only once.
Does that happen?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was very late to the game. I was a late bloomer.
Okay.
And so I had a bunch of friends who already knew how to do it, and they just taught me. I didn't have to.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would probably watch a couple videos. I'd probably be like, I got to get the reel. Let me see, you know.
Also, depends on what if you go to the, you know, what if you open your medicine cabinet and there's only OBs, which are applicator-less tampons.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to use your finger versus an applicator tampon.
See? Yeah, that would be, see, I never really understood the ones that look like bullets.
Yeah.
Those are the applicators.
Applicator-less.
The bullet ones.
Yes, those are the ones you just push up with your finger. I prefer those because it's less waste, and I also just don't know. I just feel like I do a better job than an applicator.
Okay. Yeah, the applicator is more like a syringe?
Syringe
kind of
that
thing?
Shoots the bullet up in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, these are the videos that I would be watching if I was gay.
I mean, we talked about pap smears, and now you're learning all about...
I know about the female anatomy.
I'm glad, James.
But it is... Parts of me that like the mystery as well.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I always wondered about peeing and coming too at the same time. So, you know, whatever. Mystery, shmishmir. So back to what we're here to do is continue to talk about the thing about body swaps. So, okay, so they
always said that you just masturbate all day, right? That was the thing that I always heard. If you woke up in a boy's body, you'd be like, I'm just going to jerk off.
No, that's what, well, here's the thing.
That's what guys say. We were like, we would just masturbate.
Yeah, we would just touch our tits all day and masturbate. Yeah. Also, I think that's true because women can have multiple orgasms and men can't.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would be like, ugh, I'm stuck with one load. Great.
Yeah.
And I would miss that. I would miss the multiple orgasms if I got into a body.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would. I wouldn't about all day, but, you know, for like a little
the
bit
first
in the morning.
Half of the day.
First half of the day. I'd be a half day.
Like, what's on my calendar? It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'd
get
one
hungry
day.
At some point, I think. I'm like, oh, how does food taste different as a girl?
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I like salads.
Oh, and ice cream.
Look at that. Greek salads.
Interesting. Can we get back to
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so then what happens?
Okay, so then then they're like, so then they kind of scramble. Then they got to go. Oh, they dress themselves.
Oh,
so
they dress themselves. Very
obviously
sassy.
She does a better job dressing as Gage.
That's right.
She's like dapper. She's
got a sailor look going on. She's got a little like robe. It's good. Yeah. She shows up to work. She's like, I could get used to this in a limo. And everybody's like, hello.
And then the douche nozzle.
Oh, we forgot.
Yeah.
The mom is like, well, since your fighting plan failed, here's your ex-boyfriend. He's got a good job. He'll take care of you. And he is the doziest doozo of doozos you've ever seen in your life.
He's a real doozo max.
Really doozo max to the max.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? No. Ew, Derek? Derek? Yeah, get out of here, Derek.
Yeah.
And then she punches him. He gets a black eye.
Yeah.
And then Leah as Gage
yes.
also punches him.
Because he works for Gage. And then he was like, I'm still a douche nozzle. And then, bam, gets punched again.
So
both of them punch
double
him.
Punched.
Yeah.
So basically he shows up, but turns out Derek works for Gage. And he's like, I'm just doing so much fucking. I got all these black eyes because that's just fucking with black eyes. I'm like, what? You are getting black eyes while you're fucking?
Yeah, it's intense. I don't know what kind of sex he's having.
He's like, I'm so cool. And then she shows up at his work because she knows obviously where he works because she is Gage.
Yeah.
And then tries not to see him and then ducks into the office. Turns out it's Derek's office.
Yeah, and he's
like,
Derek's like, hey,
it looks like you're back for some D from Derek.
Yeah, credit to Derek, undeterred.
Undeterred.
By all the punching, all the things.
Because he's a predator.
He's like, giggity. He's like,
He's a predator. And she's like, okay, let me pull out all these statistics from Gage. You're a sexual predator and you should have been called in. He's like, how do you know all this? And she's like, doesn't matter. I'm calling you out. And then boom, they bump into each other and you're me.
I'm you.
Paywall. All right. So
I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued too. Let's give it. Okay. So chemistry, there's zero.
Right, because it's confusing.
It's like, okay, we think they're going to fall in love.
Zero
How
chemistry.
Is this going to happen?
Because they're themselves. So really, chemistry is with themselves. So yeah. It's what's confusing. It's like they're having chemistry with them, with their own self.
And there's no chemistry between the villain, like, fiancé and the guy, because it's like we don't see them ever as, like, man and woman.
No.
Yeah, there's no chemistry.
There's no chemistry. Because if they were, they're literally...
At least not yet.
Because think about it. If they were having chemistry with... They would be having chemistry literally with themselves because the other person is in the other body. So,
right. So when, and that's why when Gage was kissing his fiance as Leah, she's like, I'm not sure I like this because yeah. I'm not a lesbian, I get it. Yeah. So she's like, okay, good to know.
Yeah.
But I have this boner. Yeah. I guess they can't do chemistry, but they're going to fall in love at some point. I mean, the synopsis says, nope.
Truly, to switch bodies with someone and then be attracted to them is truly narcissistic. Because you are literally fucking yourself.
Truly, that's all people really want.
No, yes. I disagree. People want different. People want opposites attract, Marie. Not the same
but not
attract.
Always, not always. Okay. Not always. Paula Abdul said it once. But, you know, I'm just saying like.
She fucked a cartoon cat.
Narcissistic personalities want to fuck themselves. Codependent personalities want to fuck not themselves. So it depends on what type of personality you have, really. Yeah.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying. So it's ultimately narcissistic for them to be into each other in this situation.
And maybe they're not. Maybe they're codependent.
Maybe so.
I don't know. We'll have to keep watching to find out. But right now, there's no chemistry.
Right now, zero. Yeah, we have to say zero.
The chemistry is like, it's kind of taken place by like, oh, what will happen?
There's potential. Intrigue. There's potential chemistry. There's intrigue. Yes. So we'll go four.
Yes, because he wants to be a good guy and she wants
five.
Money. Five, sure. Five. We'll do a five.
We'll grant her a five.
All right, aesthetics. Really good.
Really good.
Gym.
Yeah.
CEO building.
I didn't necessarily believe that these two girls were professional Muay Thai fighters.
Are they professional?
Well, they were fighting to save the gym. I assume they were getting paid or something.
Pay. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. They weren't really like...
But really good braids in both of them.
They looked good, but I don't know if they're like... I don't know if
they were fighting. They seemed scrappy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
They were in the shorts.
I'll give it an 8.
Yeah. Okay, 8.
Sure. And then clickability.
Yes.
Yeah, this 10. Is a 10 for me too. I want to know what happens. How do they find love? Or do they? Is it just like, let's get back into our own body?
Does Gage forget about the tampon and leave it in there too long?
Oh, my God.
I would do that for sure.
Toxic shock syndrome. Oh, my God. That's horrible.
I would definitely. I forget so much stuff.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I've forgotten before.
Yeah.
Ended up with two in there.
Oh, God. Here we go.
It was horrible. That's all I'm going to say. We've all done it, ladies. Am I right? You're right. Okay. So that is that one. What is that? Did we do the math? No. 5, 8, 10.
Yeah.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
23, baby.
You get a 23. Freaky exchange.
The
what's
freaky
next?
Freaky exchange. The freaky exchange.
Freaky.
I like the title too because it's a nod to Freaky Friday.
Yes.
But it's not dependent on a day of the week.
No, thank God.
It's just an exchange.
Yeah, freaky
of freakiness.
Monday. Okay, so next up on our docket is Mafia Boss Becomes My Pet.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Woof, woof. This one's on Dreamy Short, and not Dreamy with a Y, Dreamy with an E.
Dreamy. Yeah, Dreamy.
Nicole Maddox, Cameron Porras, and Mark Vega.
Okay.
Porras, I think, is how you say it. A vet saves a shot mafia boss using her dog surgery skills, then disappears. He searches for his angel until a dog hair in his wound leads him to realize she's a veterinarian. Mm. Now he knows where to find her.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. We're not quite sure where this is supposed to be because we see shots of L.A. We see shots of
New York. I think there's a Brussels. There's a shot of over a lot of European city.
There's a lot of B-roll of like okay,
Nice,
where are we?
Maybe. Yes. I don't know what.
I don't either. So this one is a comedy.
It's definitely more comedic than a lot of them.
It's a slap, whoop, 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 slap, sticky.
Yeah, it's a lot of that.
Literally, like, do, like, dog barks and I don't know. So opens on she is doing dog surgery, a.k.a. cutting off some balls.
Yeah.
But it's funny because they open it, like, talking about, like, do we really have to have him go under? Yes, he's impregnated 8 females in the last. We got to get rid of the guy. And it's like, okay. And then it cuts to the dog.
We've got to cut Woof. These balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woof. It's a dog. We're not talking about a human.
No.
And she does the surgery. But Mean Girl steps in and takes the credit when the director comes in. And she's like, it was a great surgery. And he's like, I can always count on you. And our Nicole Maddox was like, does the cute thing that she does where she's like,
yeah, I'm frustrated, but
yeah, she's so cute. Yeah.
It's almost like, exactly, you know, where, like, where you blow. Yeah.
Nobody has bangs anymore.
Yeah.
So basically, you find out she's, you know, being taken advantage of. Yeah. She's living there, it seems.
She's living in the vet hospital.
Right. Which is confusing a little bit because the director. So she's in the vet hospital,
which is rough.
Yeah. So she's like, God. Universe, I really could use some luck right now.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, what? A dog
shows up
named
Lucky.
Yes, and she literally says, what are the odds? Yeah. I mean, come on. And so then we cut to Mafia Boss coming out of the limo.
The dog just walks in.
Walks in with a chart, with a thing on.
To the hospital.
Like,
no
did
one's
you
there.
Come from?
Yeah, we're just like, and it's a very cute golden.
Golden retriever, yeah. The dog you want to shoot with.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the easiest.
Yeah, they're sweet.
Give them
sweet,
a biscuit,
sweet
they'll
sweet
do
girls.
What you want.
Yeah.
So the Mafia Boss turns out he's looking for his dog.
Yes.
And his head honcho guy's like, I got a lead on Lucky.
Yeah.
And so she's saying, she's going to keep this dog. She's talking to her friend on the phone. And Brooke is her name and the character's name, Nicole's character. And she's like, and she's like, you're broke. You can't have a dog. You're living in a vet hospital.
You're broke, Brooke.
Brooke broke. Not to be confused with Brooke Burke.
Yeah, I know.
Brooke broke. And she's like, I know, but the dog's name is Lucky. And like, I think there's something there. And then we see. There's two, I guess, other mafia guys that are like, hey, it's Voss's dog and the girl. It's like, shoot them both.
Yeah.
And so they go to shoot her, and all of a sudden, the mafia boss gets in the way, and it's not a tango dip.
No, it's more of a spin and save.
Yeah,
exactly. He spins her. He
grabs her, and there's like kind of like, they're
twirls.
Like holding hands, like when you're like skating or something.
Yeah, but catches a bullet for her.
Catches a bullet for her, and she's like, you're bleeding. And he's like, okay, well, you're clearly in working a hospital because you wear scrubs. Maybe you can save me, pass out.
Yeah, and the assassins are like, job well done. Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. Okay, yeah. And they're like,
terrible.
Didn't shoot the dog.
No.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Just horrible
that
people.
That would be cruel.
Horrible people.
Yeah.
So,
and then he's like, you can save me because she's
wearing
scrubs.
Yeah, he's like, you work in a hospital, obviously. And she's like, I'm a vet. But he passes out before he can hear that.
Yeah.
So cut to, they're in her bed, which is like at a hotel.
But she lives at the hospital.
She does,
vet hospital.
But then like, who's the guy that comes in later that she's asking for rent?
That's
like,
his landlord,
the of, landlord
the,
of the rent hospital. The vet hospital. So he's like, I can take the pain. She's like, this is going to be, you know, she's like, I really hope that my job chopping off balls is suitable.
Can help me extract this bullet from apparently his heart.
Yeah, literally left side, upper, like,
yeah,
literally.
This is very dangerous surgery.
And she takes out the old gloves that she has, like there was a close up on her taking the gloves off in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you see her, the close up again on the same gloves.
She can't afford other gloves. Other disposable,
yeah, so
surgery
really
gloves.
The first rule of medicine, sterility.
Yeah.
So she fixes him. He screams. He passes out. He's like, I can handle the pain.
Well, the first thing she does, shave his heart-shaped
chest
hair.
Oh, my God. How could I forget, James? What the actual fuck? It's literally like a merkin on his chest.
Yeah. She thinks of his shirt. He's got chest hair in a perfect heart.
And long chest hair. Like a wig. Is a
luscious.
Very long, luscious
almost
chest hair.
Almost a golden retriever like.
Oh, yes. No, very. So, and it's in a perfect heart.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's insane. I couldn't believe it. I was like, is this actually
so she
a heart?
Shaves his chest Birkin.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's bald as a baby, so,
yeah.
You know.
Abs are now more popping.
More popping because he doesn't have that chest hair.
Yeah.
And then she does her, you know, she sews him up.
Sews him up.
And leaves
and
a,
the scar
heart-shaped
is a heart-shaped
stitch. Oh, it's so sweet.
It's so sweet. It's almost saccharine, I would say.
Yes,
a little
yes,
too sweet.
A little too sweet. And then he's like, you know, she's like, okay, gotta go. And he's like, no, and he falls asleep. And they wake up holding hands.
And then he's like, oh, I love this holding hands. Let me take a picture of our hands.
And zoom in on our hands. Like, what? Take a picture
very,
of her face.
Very weird thing
so
to take
weird.
A picture of.
Also, you're a mafia boss. You're a little soft.
Yeah.
And then he wakes up and he's like, okay, I gotta get out of here. He leaves. He, you know, pushes her hair back, tucks her in. He really tucks her in there. He does the old, like, the
yeah,
little
almost
burrito
like a,
tuck.
Like a, yeah. Like a hotel bed where the sheets are
it's
too tight.
I do with my kids. I'm like, okay, burrito tug, time for sleep. And they're like,
basically a straight jacket to keep him in place.
Yes.
He writes a note, but critically leaves the window open.
And he takes the dog, because that's his dog, technically.
It's his dog, to be fair.
And he's not wearing a shirt. He also takes her shirt.
Her favorite shirt, which also has a heart on it.
Yes, and it says, looking for love.
Yeah, was this written by a 12-year-old girl?
Maybe.
When, like, I imagine it was, like, written in fonts that have, like, heart over the eyes and lowercase j's.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when he leaves, bye-bye, there's no note, which I do love those. It's like, oh, they're not going to get together because they don't find each other.
Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, you know. So then the next thing that happens is so disturbing. And it's like this, she's like, oh, Jack, this guy comes in. And he's like, hello, hello, hello.
And he's her landlord.
Landlord, not the director of the landlord. She's like, can I have a few more days on the rent? And he's like, oh, honey. Oh, sweetheart, you don't need to pay rent. You don't need to bring in men. I got him.
Yeah, he talks insane.
Like a reverend, like a old. He's like, let me tell you something about something. And you're like, what is happening?
I'll say. Yes, it's a bit like Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes. And it's disturbing. And he's like, I'm a man. And he grabs her butt. He assaults her.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you need money, I'll give you money. And then he takes down his pants and he's like, my pussy needs licking. And you're like, what?
And then we cut to his boxers, which are printed of like a cat with an eye patch multiple places.
Yeah. And it's like, meow. I mean, the sound effects in this one are bananas.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay. And I have to give so much credit to Nicole Maddox as an actor because, like,
she kept a straight face.
And she's so like, obviously, the human woman would be like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah. What am I doing? But she plays the, like, oh, well, this is just weird kind of thing, you know, so well that I'm just like, oh, you keep it going. You don't, we don't feel bad for her. She's just like, oh, no. I guess I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
You know, which is the tone of this slapsticky.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Because the slapstick continues as right away the mafia boss's minions.
Yeah.
They're like minions.
They're like minions. Like
goons. They walk in and they look more like waiters. Yeah. Like, they're not intimidating guys.
No, they are not. And
they're like busboys and waiters who are like brought out in front of what did you guys? Who's stealing tips?
Right, exactly. Who did it?
Yeah. All right. And our wine. Somebody's not pulling tips.
Our wine tonight is.
Yeah.
So they bring it because the mafia guy's like, bring me whoever's in B11.
Yeah.
And that was the guy who was in B11. He was
with his pants down.
So they keep bringing him with his pants on.
Eye patch
kitty. Like a little penguin. And then he's like, no, I'm looking for a woman. Also, he's wearing her shirt. And they call that out as being ridiculous. And he's like, I had a rough night. And it is ridiculous.
It is.
You're a mafia boss. You got a shirt on that plane.
There's
right?
lots of shirts you
There's
got
to be a closet on that plane with some shirts.
You don't have to keep the double XS.
No.
Like the small shirt.
No, you do not. So, he's like, I'm looking for a woman. They can't find her. He's waiting for her to call next scene with his, like, you know, right-hand man. And he's like, excuse me, can you move out of the way? You're blocking the cell signal.
Yeah.
She hasn't called. It must be because you, human being, are blocking the cell signal.
Like, does he not understand how cell phones work? Does he think
he
that
must not.
It's like line of sight?
Do you think
that's like, it's like.
He's like, get away from the window. You're blocking the cell.
My phone needs to see the window in order to get calls.
I mean, maybe if you're in a Costco, because every time I'm in a Costco, you can't get cell service.
Like, I guess sometimes there's some
there's some
dead spaces.
Dead spaces.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, look at my wound. Huh?
Heart.
Right?
Heart wound.
She loves me. Am I talking about it?
Yeah.
I am. And then he passes out and he's like, you're infected because of a woof, woof.
Dog hair. Yeah.
And so he's like, dog hair, she's gotta be
a veteran of foreign wars.
No,
doctor of dogs.
No,
a veterinarian.
Yes, James, we did it.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. And he's like, search every dog hospital in town. They go to the dog hospital. They find her. She is currently being meaned to. Is that a?
She's being mean to.
Yeah. She wakes up. She's like, I finally payday. I can get out of this hellhole. And the director's like, no. I'm not paying you. You live here. That's how it works.
Yeah.
Bullets.
Even though you have another part, it's very confusing.
I'm like, is that the back? I don't know.
Yeah.
That part is confusing to me.
I think that she should have lived in a cage, like where the dogs live.
Oh,
They should have showed her doing that. Like,
yeah,
she's
that's
like,
if they really wanted to go.
If they really
there,
wanted to Cinderella her
yes,
up, like
yes,
do that.
Yes, she lives in the cage, and they're like, oh, she's so gross, and she smells, and she's like the dogs.
Yeah, her evil stepsister co-workers are horrible to her.
And then the mafia then shows up.
The mafia boss named Voss.
Boss
shows up, yeah.
He's the water heir to the water fortune.
With his waiter minions. Yeah, the fancy water mafia boss.
Glass bottle water.
With his black pants, black button-up minions.
Yes, they all, and they're and with all with baseball bats.
All baseball bats, and then they all
except
drop
bullets
them.
Bullets is what started. Bullets yeah. came in, they all show up with baseball bats.
They did the classic mistake of bringing a baseball bat to a gunfight.
Yeah, classic.
But they all drop the baseball bats at the same time.
And bow down to her because she saved his life.
And do like a martial arts bow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very strange. And he's like, well, we're going home. Looks like you need a place to stay. And she's like, I don't think so. I'm not going anywhere with you. You stole my dog, my shirt, and my dignity.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you don't have a choice. I'm throwing you over my shoulder because that's a thing that happens in verticals. Let's get rid of that, can't we? Can we just get rid of that?
Caveman carry.
Come on, we get it. Like, yes, she's going to be a billionaire. Fine, but we don't need you to carry her over your shoulder.
Women must like it, or why do they put it in?
Oh, yeah, we love it.
You want to be caveman carried everywhere.
If it's like a sex scene, maybe, but like not out of my job.
It's humiliating.
With jeans on.
I have legs. Let me walk.
I was letting you make my own choices. How about that?
Yeah, agency.
Yes. So then they show up and he's like, this is where you live now. And it's like a mansion and paywall. All right. So how do we feel about this one? Chemistry?
I mean, we love Nicole. And this guy is kind of like a werewolf. You know, he's got the Italian
he's a little too pretty. He actually looks a little bit like Michael Jackson, like a young Michael Jackson.
Like a white Mike.
Yes, like a white Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And then it's his eyes are so, I mean, he does have those beautiful brows. I do love
striking brows.
But there's just no chemistry. It's more like a utilitarian transactional relationship.
Yeah, I would say that there's, you know, the goofiness.
Yeah.
The really slapstickiness.
Makes the boner go meow. Ooh.
Yeah, it's like it's hard to maintain the illusion of
romance.
Yes, yeah. I would say so.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so.
So it's a tonal issue.
It's a tonal issue. So it's not.
If you deleted all the sound effects, like every time you mention an animal, you don't have to give us the animal sound effects.
Snake.
Yeah, it's just like. It's like, you know, the kids have that board where you press this is what a kitty sounds like. This is what a cow does.
Meow.
It's like that was the sound design when somebody had that. And anytime, like
the farm, old McDonald had a farm sound book.
Yeah.
Literally.
Unnecessary,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it is very, very goofy, slapsticky. I guess that is a tonal issue. So, but I mean, if we're looking for chemistry
here.
But I've seen
slapstick. Yeah.
I will say that also if you're looking for Foley, we got it.
Oh, we got it. What was that? Chewbacca?
Wookie.
Oh yeah, nice.
yeah, we could do them all. That'd be a great job.
Yeah.
No chemistry on this one.
No. Sadly no chemistry.
I mean, I'll give it, I guess. He's looking for her, so like he's like a real hopeless
romantic. You're reaching.
All right, I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah. I'd say the best chemistry was with the dog and Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
They seem to have a really nice relationship.
Yeah, they did. Okay.
Yeah,
we'll
give it a 3. Really cute dog. 3.
All right, so aesthetics.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pet hospital.
Yeah.
The confusion
between is this a hotel? Because B11, who's in B11, but also she lives at the...
But she lives in the pet hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
is there multiple rooms there? Yeah.
Is there multiple rooms? There's some confusion on the location here.
I have a hard time visualizing a pet hospital motel that I've never seen before.
And also where the dogs have separate rooms, like B11? I'm confused.
That's what, a goose is in there.
It also looks like a South Florida, like... it's like, or it might be in Panama, Florida, Panama City, Florida hotel room.
Yes.
And that guy is just the worst. I just can't, he's just gross.
The foghorn, leghorn type guy. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to give that a 5.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry. It's confusing.
Confusing.
And we haven't, up until the paywall at least, we haven't seen any good mansions.
No.
And then clickability.
Clickability, I would say, do I want to know what's happened? No, because the, we already know they found each other already.
Yeah, that's it. And now,
what else is there to do?
He's just basically to watch them fall in love, but there's no chemistry, so why am I watching?
Yeah, I'd like to see the dog maybe getting involved.
Yeah, more dogs.
More right, dogs.
So I'll click it. Two for dogs.
Two for dogs.
Wow, this one's a bummer.
Yeah, sadly.
I mean, literally, I would give it more because Nicole is great.
Nicole is great. And
but I feel like even she would be like, yeah, this one was a stinker.
Yeah, we'll ask her about her.
I don't know if she's allowed to say it.
Sorry.
Okay, so what was the math on that? We gave it a three.
A three, a zero,
two, and a two.
Two.
Wow. Seven. Yikes. It wasn't that bad. I feel like we've given better ones or worse ones better.
Yeah.
But all right, we'll go with solid 10. Let's give it a 10.
Wow. That's a true Marie bump there.
Well, because
up to
it's
double
Nicole.
Digits. Yeah. Okay. We'll give you a Nicole bump.
Nicole bump. You get a Nicole bump.
We liked her. We love her. It's a 10.
It's a 10. It's a 10 out of 30. So don't get confused. All right. So
let's do one more.
Save your coins for the next one. Yeah. We are going to watch it. And coming up, we will tell you what is going to happen.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. So guess what? This next one just dropped. How lucky are we? We get a freshie.
It's a fresh, hot, off the box. Which app is it?
This one's on Real Short. Ooh. It's You Drive Me Crazy.
Oh, you drive me crazy.
And I love a fresh Nicole Maddox drop.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, she still got it.
You drive me crazy.
I just can't sleep. I watch my birdies till I fall asleep.
Nice.
Thank you.
What?
Is it? Whoa,
crazy.
Oh.
Yeah.
You drive me crazy. Ooh. Ooh, like I watch verticals. Ooh, to the paywall and then review them for you.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh. All right. Well, we were just called out that we don't know music.
We don't know music.
All right.
But we do know verticals.
We do, and we know some songs.
And this one is hot and fresh off the presses.
Fresh. You drive me crazy. Okay. 6 years ago, car restorer Yasmin was drugged and had a passionate encounter with a handsome homeless guy she thought she'd never see again, only to discover she was carrying his child. Now, fighting to save her 5-year-old son, she takes a job as a secretary to Tristan Mars, former race car driver and CEO of Mars Motor Group, and the candy bars. Little does she know, this billionaire is the father of her little boy. As old sparks reignite and hidden truths come dangerously close to the surface, Yasmin and Tristan fall for each other while still unaware that they're the very strangers they spent years longing to find. Wait, what?
What?
They don't know each other's faces after they were banging in the back of a car?
It was the most incredible, unforgettable sex that ruined men and women for both of them forever?
Forever, and they can't remember their faces?
Well, sometimes it's just like, you know, it's just so passionate.
I guess
so,
and it was dark. All right, so I really appreciate the character of this. She's not just a woman. She is a car restoration specialist, gifted even.
Called the Phoenix.
Her name is the Phoenix.
Because she's so good at restoring dead cars.
That's right. She makes them rise from the ashes.
That's right.
So it opens in her restoring a car, but she says, this is my last one for a while because I'm pregnant.
Yep.
And then we cut to, I guess, she was at a car show.
A couple months ago, she's at a car show. Yeah. She's got her racing car braids in.
Yeah, she's got her cute little racing outfit on.
Yeah.
And
she's having some champagne.
Because she has restored this one, and it's sold, and it is probably sold for a lot of money, and she is really feeling herself.
Yeah.
Until
her sister,
Gia.
Stepsister.
Ugh,
evil.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mommy's dead, I guess. You never see her.
Yeah.
So she comes around and puts drugs in her champagne.
Yeah.
And she downs it and immediately is like, what's happening?
I mean, immediately. Before she even finishes it, she's like, whoa, I feel
insane. Don't have time. These verticals, you got
to
go.
You do have to go. I appreciate the velocity that they take us on the ride with.
And also give me those drugs. Where do we get those?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't have time to wait around for it.
Those are called drugs.
Drugs in a bag, tablet that dissolves in water or champagne.
So she's on the drugs.
She's on the drugs. And
then her sister drives away in the car she just restored. With her dad.
Yeah. She's like, Dad, Gia, no. And it's like, wow, they're stealing a car she just restored. Okay.
Evil.
And then this guy runs in the scene and he's like, someone's looking for them, and they jump in the back of another car.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, they're going to find me. And she's like, kiss me quick. And so He kisses it, and it's the same thing of like, oh, look, they're not going to get caught because they're pretending to make out.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Because they're doing like the,
yeah.
Like the version of that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh. For those of you listening, James is hugging himself and doing the kissing
sounds.
But then I guess the kiss is really good because then she's like, don't ever stop kissing me. And then they have a very good, passionate car sex scene, which is like pretty good, but then
one of the hottest sex scenes I've seen in a vertical.
Yeah, me too. Because they're doing it, and then they cut back to late. They cut back to it later when he's remembering.
Yeah.
But bottom line, there's like thrusting, and then there's fingering, and then there's jumping on top, and it is hot. I was like, whoo, dingle dingle.
Yeah.
Dingle dangle.
Yeah, I mean, wow, what a hot homeless sex experience.
Really hot.
But who hasn't? You know?
Yeah. I guess you're right. So then we cut to 6 years later.
Yeah.
She's in the hospital. She has a son. Her son has a brain tumor that is pressing on his optic nerve and is going to make him blind in a month.
Yeah.
If she doesn't pay for the surgery,
which is a genius son.
He's a genius. His IQ is 185. That's higher than Einstein.
Higher than Einstein is what he says.
He is precocious and cute, and I'm so glad there's dialogue for a kid in this one.
She's like, "Don't worry, mommy. I'll just memorize your face, so I'll remember what it's like when I'm blind.
My optic nerve has gone down 10%." And you're like, "What is happening?"
Yeah.
And so she's gonna find the money, $250,000 with insurance.
Yeah. Damn.
Ooh, that's a lot. Yeah. Also, kids, they don't let kids. Go to children's hospital. Okay.
Listen, so, what are you doing? Like, we suspend the disbelief. We're in the vertical world.
We're being medical bills for kids. It's like, okay. So, anyways,
she needs the money.
Bottom line,
son's going blind.
So she's like, "Don't worry, I have this medallion. We'll sell it, and that'll definitely get us some money."
And flashback, realize the medallion is from the homeless guy gave her the medallion
while he's pumping his dick in
thrust. Yeah, it's like, I just remembered something. Here, take this.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh, this
sex
is nice.
Is so good.
This is nice." He's like, "Oh, you could have it." Yeah. She's like, "Okay, back to the sex."
He's like, "Oh, is this real?
Are you wearing that same medallion?"
I think it is the same
St. Christopher?
Well, it was given to me by a homeless woman
in the back of a car
6 years ago.
Oh, and you're pregnant?
I hope the kid's fine.
Oh, I hope the kid doesn't have cancer of the brain.
Me too. Well, if it does, I hope it doesn't see this world.
I hope not. And also, it won't because it's blind now. And you should hawk that.
I should. Hawk to it.
So she goes to the hawk station,
yeah,
which is really, really a fancy place. And it's not
fancy
like a pawn shop, right?
Yeah, no.
And she's like,
mansion.
"Oh, this is real gold and it seems old and let me see." And all of a sudden, it's the missing Mars medallion of the Mars group. And we find out that our homeless guy is a CEO billionaire. Tristan Mars, head of the Mars group.
Touching.
And he's like, "Oh, her. It's her. I found her. Blah, 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 because of the track down the medallion." Mm-hmm. But guess who's in the picture?
The dang stepsister.
She's the model for the Mars group.
Yeah.
Star model. And so.
Which the qualifications are tall and bitchy.
And like, redheaded.
Yeah. You're hired.
Yes. So she's like, "What are you doing here?" And she comes in and she is so mean to that kid and so mean to Nicole.
And I love the kid's like protecting his mom
with
by putting his arms out.
The Phoenix.
Phoenix. Like, oh, is that what he's doing?
He's like doing the Phoenix or the Jesus, whichever.
I thought he was doing like in Weapons. Like he was just like ready
he's
to
like,
run around.
"Protect my mom." And he's like. So she's really mean to the kid. And the kid's like, "I have an IQ of 85. Bullying is dumb. You're dumb and sad." She calls him like, "You're dumb and sad." And I was like, this kid knows what's up.
Yeah.
Not phased at all.
Snapped at him.
So she's like, "I don't need to take this." And Tristan Mars is on his way in. He's going to be like, "This is the girl." But she slides out the side door. She's like, "Let's get out of here."
Yeah.
And so.
He's like, "Search the premises." I know she literally just exited that door 1 second ago,
yeah,
but she could be anywhere.
Premises.
Search the premises.
And then all of a sudden we see there's a birthday party nearby or something. And he's like, "Oh, it's your birthday, son." And we're like, "Oh, really? Okay."
Yeah,
so
he's like, "Get anything you want." And
you
the little kid
cake.
Goes, "I'd like one plain donut."
Well, he's like, "Cake is too expensive, mommy. I'll have a donut." And he goes up and he gets a plain cake donut.
Yeah.
Come on, kid.
Get some frosting.
Seriously. You're the kid.
Get
come
a sprinkle.
On.
Conference.
Get
come
a one sprinkle.
Oh, my God.
Just don't put it in the middle.
The
right?
Saddest birthday
gone.
Party of all time.
So sad. So they're sitting there and she pulls a candle out and she's like, "It's your birthday. What do you want?" And he's like, "I don't, you know, I just want you to be happier. I don't know." And she's like, "I want our daddy to find us." Meanwhile, Tristan Mars is like standing 20 feet from her, and his like right hand man's like, hey, what about her? She might be the girl. And he's like, no.
He's like, that kid's the same age as the
as when you boned a woman.
Yeah. I'm calculating the age of the time you boned that woman.
Yeah, that could be her with her kid right there. And he's like, no, I'm shooting blanks because of the mumps.
You know about my mumps history.
You know, when you get mumps, you get sterile. Don't get mumps, get sterile. Oh my, is that true? Is that a true fact?
Again, suspend the disbelief.
But I just want to know if mumps causes sterility.
I don't.
If so, let's give some people the mumps so they don't have kids anymore.
I don't think so. Let's not go down your eugenics
way
of mumps giving mumps.
This is anti-vax world we live in.
This is not what we need.
All right, so mumps gave me, but clearly he's not, because passionate sex will make a baby. Love child.
Yeah.
So he's like, that can't be her. It's not her. Let's keep looking.
Yeah.
So he leaves. And they both look at each other, but no. Then she gets a phone call. Ring, ring, ring. Oh, yes, I will take that job as the assistant, executive assistant to the CEO of the Mars Group.
Yeah.
She's going to go in for an interview.
Yeah.
Thank God. Things are looking up for them.
Until
she walks in for the interview, and Gia's there in the lobby hanging out.
With these HR bitches.
HR bitches, which also HR should not be gossiping. Let's talk about the first rule of HR. Yeah, you don't gossip.
Yeah.
So she comes in. She's like, what are you doing here, you little bag of slut bones or whatever she calls her.
She's very mean to her immediately.
Immediately. And she's like, I'm actually here for the position of executive assistant to the CEO. And she's like, no, I'm sorry. That position has been filled, right, HR? And HR's like, yeah, Gia, whatever you say.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I really need this job. Please, my son has a brain tumor, please. And she's like, fine, beg.
Yeah.
And so she thinks of that brain tumor. She gets on her knees and she starts to beg. And Tristan Mars walks in and
paywall. Wow.
Ooh, yeah. No, this one's good.
This is good.
I'm watching. And also, the kid's great. The villain's great. Nicole's great.
The pace is great. The pace speed is great.
Ben Whalen. Ben Whalen, who plays, what's the guy's name? Tristan.
Tristan Mars.
Oh, yeah. Stars Nicole Maddox and Ben Whalen.
Yeah.
I'm into this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really, really, and you know, I love a down and out Nicole. She's so good. And then, cause you know, when she gets at the end, she's not going to be all braggadocious about it. She's going to be humble. And she's going to be
She has pride, you know, even at her lowest, but at her peak, she's got her humbleness, you know.
Love her. Did I tell you she's going to be here today?
I'm very excited. We have discussed that.
And
I'm very excited. Yeah.
She's here. Let's talk to her. We did talk about that. Sometimes I forget.
I know. I know you do.
It's not my fault.
I remembered.
I'm a mom.
I know. I know you're a mother of two.
I haven't said it.
You're a mother of two.
Mother
we know.
Of two. I don't have a brain. Okay, so let's do this one. Chemistry. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That bangalicious bang bang in the back of the bang bang chitty bang bang.
Chitty chitty
that's
bang bang.
Chitty chitty bang bang. If I've ever chitty chitty bang bang, that was some real hot yum yum.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some hot homeless sex.
Yeah, hot. I didn't. And the thing is like, if I knew he was homeless before, I would have been like, kind of gross. But I didn't. So during it, I was like, I give it a 9.
Yeah, right. 9. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, I might give it a 10.
We're going up to 10. I knew we would.
Because that is the hottest sex I've seen in a vertical.
Yeah. A lot of times verticals kind of tease.
And they do like
it's a lot
about
of what's
this
not
there,
shown,
and
what's
but
not
this was
done.
Like, it felt like they were fucking.
Oh, yeah.
It was good intimacy coordinator on that one.
Yes, yes,
really,
indeed.
Really hot.
Give the intimacy coordinator a raise.
She gets a 10.
Yeah.
All right, so 10 for chemistry. Aesthetics. Aesthetics.
Aesthetics.
I can't say that word today. Aesthetics.
D-8th. I loved it.
No, so good. The cars.
The cars were cool. They were real.
They were real cars.
They weren't just cutting to stock footage of a Maybach of a symbol.
Nope. They were real classic cars.
Ferrari, real classic cars.
Yeah, everywhere she was, the hospital, everywhere good. I'll give this one a 10 too.
They spent some money. I give it a 10.
All right, and clickability.
Oh my God. Yeah. I want to know. I want to click. I was ready with the coins.
I mean, we were watching it being like, no.
Yeah.
Why is it over?
That's a good
ranking.
If when the paywall slaps you down, if you go, no, I want more.
Which we both did out loud. So
that's
a 10.
That's 10.
Oh, you get a big 30. 30. Look at you coming out. Drive me crazy.
Drive me crazy.
I
you
love
know, my,
it.
My mom was actually executive assistant to the executive at the Mars Corporation.
What? The Mars Bars Candy Corporation?
Yes.
What?
Because they also you know, they're also involved in like pet hospitals and, well, which ties to our other one.
Oh, strange.
Yeah. And pet food.
I did not know that. Oh, yeah. I guess Mars, pet food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the nuts. I don't know. What do they put? Is it like all the leftover candy bar schmooey that they put in dog food?
What sentence did you just say? What?
Leftover candy bar schmooey.
No,
the dog
they don't
food.
Give leftover candy bar schmooey to the dogs.
Why not? Dogs like peanut butter.
Dogs can't have chocolate, Marie.
They can have peanut butter?
Yeah, but they're also not good for them.
Also, that's a myth. We fed my dogs M&Ms.
What?
My dad would flick them.
What? It's animal cruelty. You're just
the little ones. It's only the dark
just
chocolate.
The little ones? They're all little. They're M&Ms.
No, the peanut ones are bigger.
Well, thank God they didn't have a peanut allergy.
We had a lot of really strong dogs.
I guess so. How big were these dogs? Were they like St. Bernards?
No,
maybe
they
that's
were,
fine.
Cocker Spaniels.
Cocker Spaniels are not big dogs.
No, but strong stomachs. I guess so.
Eating dogs chocolate?
I mean, it's like they liked it.
That's not a good reason to give dogs chocolate. They liked
only
it.
Only dark chocolate.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I was dog sitting once and I made a pie for Thanksgiving and the dog, I got in the shower and the dog, this was a big dog. This was like a big like mutt dog, ate part of my pie and it was a pecan, chocolate bourbon pecan pie.
Oh.
And I came out and I was like, oh my gosh, this dog's going to die. But that dog had eaten a remote control the week before. So I was like, it's okay. But I did call animal control and they was like, it's okay as long as like they didn't eat the whole pie. And they're like, just keep an eye on it. I was like, I'm going to be late to this party. So I had to wait an hour. The dog was fine, but I did fill the slice with whipped cream and served it anyways.
Oh my God. And it was a hit.
It was a hit. I was like, don't eat there. That's what the dog ate, but the dog was fine.
You're getting even canceled by PETA.
I didn't do it on purpose. I waited, and I also was like, I'm ready to give this dog some hydrogen peroxide or whatever to make it throw up.
Yeah.
My real concern was there was also a chihuahua that I was sitting for.
They can't have any.
And
I
was like, if the chihuahua ate some, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
But the big dog was so greedy that it didn't let the chihuahua eat
okay,
any.
Okay, good.
So we give you a 30.
Yeah, 30. drive me crazy. You drive me crazy.
I know,
feeding
you
dogs
drive me
chocolate.
Crazy.
Oh,
I didn't do it on
purpose.
I didn't. I said my dad. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Don't worry. We love you animals.
We love you animals.
We love you animals. I will never feed my dog chocolate. I don't have a dog. Okay. And let's talk to Nicole.
Nicole. Ah.
Yes, yes, yes. Guess what?
Ooh, we got a special guest.
Nicole Maddox is here. Superstar. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you guys for having me. This is awesome.
Literally.
Thank you for coming. Vertical queen.
Marie
hasn't stopped.
I haven't.
She's convinced you're going to become best friends because you're both from Texas.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're from Texas? I didn't know that.
Yeah, what part?
I'm from San Antonio.
Oh, the good part.
I mean, it's fun. It's
fun.
Very
I fell
it's
on the Riverwalk when I was little.
Oh my gosh, and you're okay?
Yeah, I had an ice cream cone that saved me.
She was saved by an ice cream cone.
Wait,
yeah.
who jumped
the
in after
boat
you?
Driver. We were like getting in a boat and the ice cream, and I fell.
That's my nightmare.
Yeah, no, it happened to me. I was 6 years old.
Oh my
but
God.
I'm originally from Dallas, like Plano, Dallas.
Yes,
area,
yes. Oh, so my roommate's from Fort Worth area,
oh my
so
God,
I've been there a few times.
Oh
I love Texas. I'm literally going next weekend to get to Austin.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
So fun.
Yes.
I love it. Yeehaw.
So, yes, we will be best friends.
Hot roller.
Yeah, oh yes, hot rollers.
Jesus.
Hot rollers are like my competition dance days nightmares.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
I will wake up being like, I need to roll my hair.
Oh, my God.
We used to do like, I would play basketball, and so we'd put our hair in a ponytail, and we'd put hot rollers in the ponytail, and put tinfoil over it while we'd have basketball practice in the morning.
And just let it
school.
Cook.
What?
And then let it cook, and then everybody would be like, taking it out and be like, we're ready, let's go.
Is that really like the big
the
curls? Is
that
like
the
JonBenet Ramsey
yes.
hair?
Yes,
that's
exactly.
What, okay,
I mean,
yeah.
The saying is, the higher the hair, the
closer
to God.
That's right.
Amen
you
to
know
that.
It.
I hear you.
Texas girl.
That's right. Yeehaw. Oh my gosh, so good. Well, I mean, we are such big fans. I mean, I say we, but I am, but James is too because we.
I am too.
Because I mean, we talk about her a lot in a good way.
Good.
And we reviewed three of your shows today.
Yes.
And
so we've been binging Nicole Maddox.
You're not tired of my face yet?
No.
Now I'm here.
No, your face, you can't
no,
get tired of it.
Never, never, never. You Drive Me Crazy just dropped.
Yes, it
and
did.
And we watched that, and oh my gosh, so good.
Yeah.
I did that one in Atlanta, so it was like another layer of, anytime there's a travel shoot, there's like another layer to it, and it's just fun, and like, you can like totally zone in on a project because you have no, you're in a new place, you have no distractions.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
You're like, I'm here to work, and that's what I got.
Right.
So that was a really fun one.
That was a good one. We really, I mean, again, our reviews are only up into the paywall, but we're going beyond it. I think we're going
to go
beyond
it. For that one, we might have to go beyond it.
Beyond.
The Phoenix.
The Phoenix.
Yeah.
I restore cars. And in real life, I know not a dang thing about cars.
We didn't know. We couldn't
not
tell.
One. No,
we
couldn't tell.
Good.
Couldn't tell.
I held this wrench and I said, I look like I know what I'm doing?
Yes. Yes, you do.
You did.
And also, I'm glad there was at least like a character for you. You know what I mean? Like someone's just like, girl.
Right. I know. I have a personality. Like I love
you have a
when
job.
I have a job. I have a personality. I have a role. Oh, it's the best.
How did you, have you always been an actress? Is that, did you just come out of the womb and you're like, I'm here, world.
I'm acting. kind of. I started doing plays when I was in like second grade and I loved it. But then I kind of fell into the idea of like, oh yeah, it's not feasible. You can't keep a career out of acting.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to film school in college to try and learn the other side of things. I thought that would be just, I'd be at least near it. I'd be on set. I'd be creating stories and telling stories still. And I started producing a show in San Antonio, Texas, right out of college, and I hated it.
Mm.
I am not a producer.
No, producing
is a learned this. Yeah. No, it is a whole other beast. I have so much respect for producers. I can't. It's so much organizing, keeping track of people managing.
Yeah.
And
it's
I
not
just,
a putting out fires.
Yes.
And as an actress, you're trying to light fires.
I do the fire. Yeah.
You are the fire.
I'm
exactly.
The fire. Yeah. I can't. Yeah. And then I'm like, wait, I'm have this. I just created on my own. How do I?
Yeah. Right.
And yeah, it's just I want to show up and do my job and like be creative. And a lot of producing is also having to do a lot of managing side of things, which isn't as much of the creative
side. Spreadsheets.
Gotta be the bad guy. Gotta be the bad guy.
And I don't like that.
No, you're not a bad guy.
You're the good girl. Oh, God, bad
you.
Sometimes.
Thank you. Yes. Depending on the character.
Yeah. Right.
So I just, yeah, no, so you knew yourself. You were like, okay.
Yes, I knew I wanted to act, but it took me realizing that I'd be unhappy doing anything else to be like, okay, I'm just doing it.
They say that. They say if you could be happy doing anything else, go do it.
Yeah, and I agree.
So
I tried.
You were in some Zannies before you did vertical?
Horizontals. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yes, I was. Yeah, I started out in like action sci-fi movies. Did a couple short films, and then, yeah, then found verticals.
They found me. I was going to say, did they find you or did you?
Oh, yeah. No one, I mean, who actually knows what these are when they first come across you?
Right.
Like, I don't want, what is this?
Yeah.
TikTok films? I don't understand. Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah, and they were called, Mobisodes. Or Mobisodes.
Oh,
I don't
Mobisodes.
Know. That's what they were originally called when I started them in 2023.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You're OG.
Another name.
Yes.
Mobisodes.
Yes.
And they're mobile and they're episodes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I call them telephone novellas.
Ooh,
I'm trying to get that started. Yeah.
Telephone novella.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'll start that with you.
Yeah.
I'll jump on that train.
It's good.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, and I came across me, my agent was just kind of like, hey, I don't know what this is. I have a friend who's working on it. It's acting. I know you're free this day. Huh. Go try it. And I was a day player on this one. And I was like, I could do this.
So fun.
And now it's been a rocket ship. How many verticals have you done so far?
Somewhere around 30. I don't know the exact
number.
I think I've done like 28 leads, 29, including that day player one.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You are, I will say, you know, there is the run of the gamut of acting ability, and you are really good, Nicole.
Yeah,
you really
cream
are.
Of the crop.
You really,
because,
really
yeah,
are. You are.
Yeah.
And I'm a critic, you know, like I went to theater college, we went to film school, like, mm-hmm. and I'm always like, do I believe her? And you, not only do I believe you, I'm like, I want you to win.
Thank you.
I want you to win.
Thank
you. So you are really great. I will watch anything you're in. Truly.
That means the world,
truly.
Especially because it's such a tough space to be acting in on verticals, just on the pace of things and on set and the amount of time you have the script. And so that really means the world. Thank you so much.
What were we talking about? We were laughing. Oh, the mafia pet one.
And you're such a fun one.
Oh my gosh, so silly. And there's like the bad guy who comes in and he's like wearing the underwear that you're and you're just so like, okay. This is a weird thing. And he's just like literally
he's
just
like,
just being so gross. And you're just so good.
Really, like, how is she so grounded in this scene? We don't understand. We didn't understand a lot about that.
Yeah.
We also didn't understand how you were living in the veterinary hospital, which seemed to have rooms, but also
he was my landlord.
Yeah,
room B11. We were very confused.
I asked the same questions.
Yeah.
And then at some point you just go, you know what? It's what's in the script.
It's what's in the script. Just
fine,
do the work.
I'm just going to convince myself and believe it.
Yeah, and you did, and we believed it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. But I love those fun, zany, goofy ones.
They're so waka waka.
It's just like, just have fun with this crazy situation and just believe it. Like
the sound effects are bizarre.
It's hilarious.
And they're like, whoop, 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 whoop,
whoing, whoing.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Funny.
Okay, so is there a favorite role that you've played?
Oh, I mean, I love so many of my characters for so many reasons. I have to say Caroline in Breaking the Ice. And that one, I have to.
Yeah.
But that one's...
I think I called you Cairo the whole time, even though it was Caro.
Caro, something. Yeah, whatever. Everybody said my name wrong. Yeah. I mean, Seth was calling me Carolyn the whole time. No one else called me that. It was crazy. But that one, that was one where I got the audition for it and I read it and I was like, this is me. Like, I have this. And it was just one of those things that just clicked in my head. I wasn't worried about it. I was like, this is me. This is my role. I have this.
Yeah.
And so I love her for that. Like, I just put so much of myself into it.
That was my first one.
That was one of the most popular ones ever. It's a certified classic.
Certified.
How many people have seen that? Do you know the numbers of like how many people watch it?
I know it's over 300 million. I don't know exactly.
What's the population of America?
Yeah.
Watch that.
And
wow.
Then Homeless Billionaire just hit 300 million. Yeah. Too.
Wow.
You and Seth, we were talking, you're the Bogey and Bacall. He's like your vertical husband.
Yeah, I know. He's like, you know, you have your work wife and your work husband. Yeah. He's totally my vertical husband.
So funny. And now you have other vertical husbands. I hope Seth isn't getting jealous.
Oh, vertical polyamory going on here.
It's crazy world out here.
Well, it's kind of interesting too, because you don't want to like reveal too much about your private life or how you feel about these people, because the people who are watching these are falling in love with the character and the actor too.
And our relationship on screen. Yeah, yeah,
no,
absolutely.
And you guys have such a good relationship. I will say, after seeing so many that you're in, it's like you consistently are, I feel like you, I don't know, I don't know you very well, I've just met you, but I feel like you do bring a part of you to every character, at least.
Always.
You see, like, oh, there she is. Like, yes. There she is.
Yeah, that's what keeps me grounded. I mean, that's just my style of acting. That's just the way I do it. I have to relate in some way to the situation, to the emotions, to whatever it is. Even the ones that I have no concept, like a werewolf one that I have no concept of relating to.
Yeah.
I have to find.
Why, you're not a wolf?
Luna in the den of the.
Yes, with my fated mate.
Of course. And there's a birthmark. Of some sort.
There's always a birthmark. And that's how they find out that they're related.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have to, in order to stay grounded and believe it. And it's just more fun for me when I'm believing the situations I'm in.
More fun for us because we're like, oh, she's there.
Yeah.
Do you have any like techniques for memorizing lines? You don't have to memorize so many lines so quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
what's the secret? Don't gatekeep.
Truly, for what helps me is, this is like such a basic actory answer is the problem.
It's okay, there's nothing basic about you, Nicole.
No. Oh, thank you. You were the first person to say that to me, I think.
What? If anyone calls her basic, I'm coming.
As I walk in with my blonde ponytail and a matcha. What's basic about that? Honestly, for me, what helps me memorize is I really work on every script that I do. So I break down the scene. I go, what am I talking about? What do I want in this scene? Who is this person to me? And then it comes to you. Like, it's just, it makes sense what you're going to say. And it may, you know, there are some little wordings that are weird, but.
Yeah, some scripts you're like, why am I saying this?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, something like that. I have no motivation, whatever. I guess I'm going to find one. But that's also kind of the fun for me is when I'm working on a script and something doesn't make sense. And I'm like, well, what would make me say this? Even though this makes no sense to what's going on, what would work for this?
I get to make it up.
Right. And that's the fun. That's the best. I like that more than being on set, honestly. Yeah. Like, the daydreaming. I'll go to coffee shops on my little matcha and I'll just daydream.
Yeah,
I love it. But that helps me memorize lines because I don't have to think about it. If I like sit and just try to memorize line by line, it's not as good.
Do you have any favorite lines you've ever said where you like, or for instance, Dungeons of Ecstasy.
I mean, I did Wings of Fire. I'm pregnant by the dragon's lair.
Before we go there, we did a review, and I feel like Breaking the Ice and Dragons of Dungeons of what Dungeons
Wings of Ecstasy.
They're like almost the same plot.
Wings of Fire.
They were literally, we did a double review because I was like, it's like
blah. Well, when I was presented that project, they told me that it was a Breaking the Ice remake.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
So that was like the whole, they wanted to try out the fantasy element to things with something. I feel like that it was like they knew how to.
We know the script works.
Right, yeah, right.
These beats work.
Okay, because I was like, this is the same movie.
Yes.
Even the mom at the end, I was like,
no. I know. There were some lines that I was like, I've said this before.
To you. But I was wearing something else.
Which is a little more modern.
It's a different time and place.
Yeah.
Sorry, but you were saying about Dungeons. What was it? A line or something in Dungeons?
Oh, like when he's like, it's my dungeon. Like, that was a great.
It was a good line.
That was a great line.
I can't think of any. company off the top of my head. I mean, every project I'm on, I will typically leave being like, that was
yeah. I have a good line that was a fun one. On the My Boss is a Pet, you're like, I hope my expertise in cutting off dogs' balls helps you.
helps me here.
Heal you or whatever. Yeah. I was like, that's a good one.
It is a good one. There were so many funny zany ones in that one, which is hilarious.
And also, what was it? Oh, Freaky Exchange. You did that one.
Yes.
That one was so interesting about like all the different like male, female.
That one was honestly the hardest one I've ever done.
Ooh, really? Why? Tell
because,
us.
Because
you're not playing yourself.
I'm not playing myself.
Right.
And I had to break down the script from both points of view.
Yeah.
It was
because
confusing,
sometimes
yeah.
I'm one person and sometimes I'm the other person. Right. So I see the world as one way sometimes.
Yeah.
But I see the world as another way sometimes. And then figuring out when I'm doing what.
Right.
And then I like sat down with Harrison and we tried to figure out like kind of bodily things that we would do as each character.
Mm-hmm.
So and then I also took, I think it was like 2 months of Muay Thai training for it.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was, we put a lot of work
yeah.
into that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were saying like how, it was confusing when we were trying to review because like, wait, she.
Who's
as,
who?
As her, yeah.
So
as,
and she's falling in love with herself?
And then, yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we thought of. Yeah. I was like, are they just two narcissists?
That's literally what we said.
We're like, you're hot.
Yeah, man. I love your bone structure.
Really? Thank
it's
you
like
so
much. It's like Face Off if Nicolas Cage and John Travolta and fell in love with each other.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. Yeah. That's brilliant.
Love off.
Yes.
It's a love off.
It's a love off.
Oh my gosh. So what's next for you? Like, what are you?
I mean, honestly, still some more verticals. Nothing that's like too crazy going on right now. I've just been working away, just excited to keep doing them.
Are they going to try to steal you into the Zani world? I know they are.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
trying.
Has the Zani world called?
The Zani
world has called you and
oh,
said,
yes.
Nicole.
Well, I just finished another movie that I filmed in Texas a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so you're okay double dipping?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do it all.
We'll be yes, of course. You're an actress first, but we're so afraid they're going to be like, no, Nicole.
Multiple
you know, verticals.
She does multiple aspect ratios.
Yes, I do it all. All yeah. the aspect ratios. I don't judge, mm-hmm. you know?
Good. We
yeah.
don't judge.
No,
we
would all.
What's the movie? Oh, can you talk about it yet? The movie that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's actually, I mean, it's a super low budget indie movie, but it's with the director who gave me my first ever role in a professional project.
Mm.
And he reached out. He wanted to do a prequel on my character for this other miniseries show that's on Amazon for like $10 or something. And it's just like who my character is and how my character comes to be. And it's like an action. I'm kind of psychotic.
Ooh.
Very Harley Quinn. I have little pigtails.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Give us your best psycho look. Straight to camera.
But I always had a smile when I was her.
Of course,
yeah.
And I just I had to do dual sword combat training for that one.
Gosh.
Dual swords.
Yes, it was so fun.
Whoa.
It was so fun. Wow. So I just wrapped on that maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm
and
back.
Another vertical? Intense. Any vertical?
I've got a
out?
Couple lined up right
and
now.
And you can't tell us.
I can't talk about the premise yet. And I also, and I'm also not sure when we're doing which
right.
one.
They're secret, they're hush.
But keep your eyes open, because
okay,
I'm
blink
still
if it's a billionaire. Blink if it's a billionaire.
wait. How many times did she blink? What was
it? Maybe a trillionaire. Maybe a trillionaire now.
Oh, inflation. Of course it's a trillionaire.
Inflation, a trillionaire. Exactly.
Oh, my God. You are a dream come true. Thank you so much for coming here.
Thank you for having me. You guys are so fun to talk to.
Oh my God. Well, I'll talk to you forever.
Yeah. All right, deal. Let's go get coffee.
Okay, guys, let's
get some matchas. Let's go be basic.
Matchas with me?
You're speaking my language.
You're
for it. I will hot roll my hair and put it
out. Texas.
Yeehaw.
Amazing. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming.
I mean,
wow.
Truly, what an incredible experience.
Wow.
I will watch anything Nicole Maddox is in. Anything, truly.
I know. I'm just terrified the Zani world's going to try to tear her away
from
us.
They're
going to
take her away from us.
But I don't want it.
I don't either. I mean, for her, I want it, but not for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I also don't want it, because you know, Zani world, they're not doing so hot.
No.
You know, you're going to make more money and have more star power in this Verdi world.
Exactly. The Verdi world up and to the right, the Zani world
down and to the left. Look
to
at a graph. Left. We know we're CEOs.
Yes, we are. Executives of the Mars Corporation.
Yes. Nicole Maddox, you have our ranking, and it is the top of the charts. We love you, and we love anything you're in.
Yeah. Thanks for coming by, Nicole. See you next time, fans.
On Micro Drama Doses.